Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? We are presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure accountability results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's emp180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, May 29th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
And Jason Bishop's back.
It is wonderful to see you guys. Let me just
likewise
tell you that up front. It's wonderful to see you.
Great
and
to I see know you that too, you love sir. Coming back after staying up late for a Caps loss.
I should have just shortened the vacation. I wanted to be back here so badly.
Sounded like it. Talked to you twice last week.
I know. I heard you say I was bored. I must have been so bored on the staycation. And then my response is I was just as bored as when I am here when I'm working.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no difference.
It's not that much different.
Except I was sleeping until 8:39 o'clock
which
every morning.
That's the key.
And I'll take that boredom all day long, right?
I think if it's a normal staycation for you and you don't have a frozen shoulder, you probably would have snuck in a couple golf rounds.
I would have probably played more than two. Yeah, I would have played 4 or 5.
Oh, it was raining a lot. It was hard, probably.
So that was disappointing, but it was nice. And as I always ask you guys when I come back from vacay, when's my next one?
You always have to look forward. Just look forward
when
to that calendar.
When is your
next one? I don't know. It's sometime in June, I think. Hopefully.
I mean, we're basically at June at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, not quite, but I mean, it's...
I can't believe that.
What, 2 days left in May? I can never remember.
Well, the good thing is you come back, it's only a 4-day work week. For me, it's actually a 3-day work week because tomorrow is my daughter's graduation.
That's a big one.
So that's a silly week. A 3-day week?
Certainly is.
Yeah.
That's called the Howard Stern week.
Oh, really?
Yes. The
congratulations
day
to her, by the way.
Yes.
So we've got a bunch of Caps guests on the show today. Neil Greenberg is going to join us at 7:20, Alan May at 8:20, John Walton at 9:20, the voice of the Caps on 106.7 The Fan. We finally got to game one of the Stanley Cup final, and because we'd been watching the Caps every other night, so there was a bit of a break.
Yeah.
And it was a disappointing outcome, but I have to tell you, I haven't lost any faith at all in the Caps.
I haven't either because it's a resilient bunch. I mean, my daughter was hanging her head after the game, but I had to give her a quick pep talk. I said, look, we dropped the first two to Columbus, dropped the first game in the Penn series, went 7 games with the Lightning.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because, what, they have 4 days off after the Lightning?
I think it was four or five.
Whatever it was. And then you had the weekend. But for me, it was kind of off my radar.
Mm.
I mean, I knew obviously it was Monday and NBC was promoting it and I was kind of geared up. But since they didn't play for 4 days.
You lost a little of your mojo?
A little bit. Mm. Yeah, got it back last night.
And you got to watch LeBron on Sunday night.
Got to watch him.
Which I saw
fun.
Was the highest rated playoff game that ESPN has had either in years or ever.
By the way, that's got to be, I mean, he was unbelievable.
That game stunk on ice.
That's one of the worst game sevens you'll ever see.
Just brutal.
But it was just weird how, you know, the Caps were kind of off my radar screen for 4 days, but now they're back and they'll be playing every other night pretty much.
Every other night except for when they travel. So they extend it during travel days, which, you know, you'll have the Caps game 3, their first home game on Saturday.
Yes. Right.
And they'll play Saturday, Monday, and
which
then
is
I would
fine
imagine it'll be Thursday.
Gives you something to look forward to on Saturday night.
I saw that Grant and his wife flew out to Vegas. He had threatened to fly out there, go to the game, and then take the red eye back to make his show. Is he still planning to do that?
I don't think that.
That's,
I mean,
too much.
I don't know his itinerary, but.
That's too much.
I know that he was broadcasting with the Rooster, who's out in Vegas. I don't know whether. Huh. I think Danny is joining Grant out in Vegas this week, and they'll be doing shows from Vegas.
They're actually doing their shows.
Yes.
We're not going to Vegas.
Doesn't appear that way.
Well, there was talk about going out there in Game 5. Is that still being talked about or no?
I haven't heard anything new about that.
Oh, okay.
Well, my first comment
I'm guessing
is...
Since we haven't heard, it's probably not going to happen.
Well, it was like Friday or Thursday when it was mentioned.
My first comment is I think they're going to have to go a few games without Tom Wilson again.
You think?
Oh, I don't think he's going to get suspended. Nah, I could be the
I would
kiss
be
of
disappointed.
Death, but
I don't know how they suspend people.
I just don't think that's a suspendable
that's not
hit.
That's not as severe as the one against who was the guy hit against Pittsburgh?
Oh, who was it? Why is his name escaping me?
It wasn't a
605.
It wasn't a hit. It wasn't a head hit. Yeah, no, yeah.
It was shoulder.
It was late, but it was shoulder.
If he gets suspended, it's purely on reputation.
Yeah, it was a tad late, but I don't think he's going to get suspended for it. For whatever reason, and I know he's got a big giant bullseye on him, and I'm probably jinxing him at this point. I don't think he sits a game for this one.
I think he'll be suspended,
but they're fine without him. I'll predict that he'll be suspended. I could be wrong, but I think he'll be suspended, but I don't think that's a devastating thing.
Look, I think it hurts when you lose a top six forward.
I mean, it hurts, yeah. But I'll say this. The one thing we should have learned watching this team play in the postseason is you cannot overreact after one game.
Sure. No.
Now, if they lost the first two, you still can't really overreact, but you certainly can't overreact after one loss.
Not as a competitive game.
Yeah.
I mean, every time Caps took lead, though, Vegas scored in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
And they got a gift wrapped goal when Reeves cross checked Carlson and then just puts it right past Holtby. I mean, that clearly should have been a penalty.
Carlson was so bitter too.
Look, you can't bitch and moan about the penalties at this point of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And by the way, does T-Mobile have the worst surface in the NHL?
Apparently, they do.
How many times are they gonna?
Why did they have to keep coming out there?
Because it's ice in the desert.
Yeah,
right. And there's 19,000 people in the building.
Right.
Well, you would think the technology in 2018, they would have to come out there every 5 minutes to fix it.
Fire extinguishers, shovels, they were doing everything they could to try to get the ice up to par.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed the game, and it sucked that they lost, and the back and forth nature of it was exciting. It sucked that we were on the wrong side of it, but you know, I don't know. Is it going to tighten up as the series progresses? It probably will. But I don't mind barn burners like that, high-scoring affairs. I mean, I think that suits the Caps okay.
Kind of distraught that the game started so late. I understand it's the Stanley Cup final, and you're going to have histrionics, and Vegas does their whole thing.
Sure,
it's
too much.
The game started at 8:35?
Something around there.
About 8:30. Oh. Yeah.
Well, you were watching from the comfort of your home. I took my daughter down to the watch party at Capital One Arena in D.C.
Nice. It's good touch.
And by the way, if you can't get tickets to the actual games, it's a pretty close facsimile to being there for the game.
Just because you have the environment.
It's pretty cool to have, you know, close to 15,000 people watching the game with you. Now, the part that sucks about it is driving home afterwards. That part sucks.
Right.
But other than that, if you can't get a ticket into game 3, 4, or potentially, was it 6?
And it doesn't matter where you sit because you're just looking at the screen.
Yeah.
And everybody has a great view of the screen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it was fun.
So you got out of there. I'm probably ended at 12.
Around 12. Actually, it ended around
11:30.
11:30 ish. Yeah.
Okay. And then you got home at
12:15.
Yeah.
12:15 arrival at home. Just cracked a beer, guzzled it before I went to
the game. I still had to get that in.
Well, I just felt like I have to
box.
Yeah. Well, no, because I was still kind of wired from watching the game. I was like, I need something.
Well, didn't you have a beer or two at the game?
I had one.
Only one? Oh,
just because I'm driving my daughter. It's not it's not the best thing to.
Right? Here's how different Cakes and I are. Cakes goes to the watch party down there and gets home at 12:30.
Yeah.
I went to sleep after the first period.
Right.
So it's 1-1. Went to sleep.
Yeah.
Got up at 3 and watched this game or periods 2 and 3.
Yeah. I guess we're digesting the product differently.
Without knowing the result, obviously.
But it was a wild atmosphere down there. But it sucked that they lost, but it was definitely fun. So if you can't get in, go to game 2.
It is also what has happened here with the fan base. It's grown each round. The send-off was impressive. Just seeing how many people went to Kettler.
Were there 6,000 people at Kettler?
Thousands.
I mean, there was a ton of people.
From what I heard, the people inside, obviously all of the seats were full. And then around the ice, it was 5 or 6 rows deep.
Right.
I don't even know how you see. Like, if you're a kid,
you can't.
And you're not pressed up against the glass?
No, you're just there to be part of the whole spectacle. You're not going to see anything.
And then the players went through, you know, almost like a line of just a sea of people.
Yeah.
Signing some autographs, thanking people. I saw Lars Eller was wearing jorts.
He was.
Most of the guys were in suits. Lars Eller had jorts on.
That's a hurting look.
Well, you know, Holtby wasn't great. I'm not going to pin the loss on him. There were some defensive breakdowns.
There were a lot of defensive breakdowns in that game.
Clear better.
Yeah. But their third line was their fourth line, I'm sorry, with Reeves.
Yeah.
And is it Noshik? The guy who had 2 goals. I think it's Noshik. And then Theodore. That line killed our fourth line.
Yep.
Killed him. So that was a different. I think they were plus eight, that fourth line for the Knights. So that was a difference in the game for me.
But I have confidence in Coach Trotz and the staff to shore things up for game two. Got to tidy up things in the defensive zone. And I think the Caps will be okay. Just get your split and come back home. Can't drop both in the desert. You have to get the next one.
You can drop both.
Well, you can, but it's not optimal.
By the way, last 6 years, six consecutive years, Stanley Cup champions have won game one. I'm going to throw that out there.
I think the number also is if you win game one, you basically win the cup 80% of the time.
I mean, it's pretty big.
So it's the Caps are up against it, but again,
for whatever reason, it's pretty big in the Stanley Cup Finals. Maybe not in other series.
Yeah,
but in the Stanley Cup Finals, game one winners usually go on to win.
Well, if you give up five goals, essentially what they gave up, mm-hmm. it's hard to win.
We can open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067. You can tell us how you feel after the game one loss. Caps fall to Vegas 6-4 in the opener. 800-636-1067. We have some clips here from Coach Trotz after the game. I mean, it definitely seemed to be a totally different style of game than we saw in the previous series. It was just so wide open. It was like a track meet to me with all the goals. And here's what Coach Trotz said.
We looked at them systematically. I didn't feel like there's anything that we didn't know. Or anything our players didn't know. Sometimes you can show them all the film, you can sort of give them all the details, but they have to play. You have to be out on the ice, and you have to feel how much time and space and how, you know, you have and what you can get away with and what you can't and what works and what doesn't. So as the series goes along, there's going to be adjustments, and we'll adjust, and I'm sure they will, and we'll go from there.
I was watching some of the post game on NBC Sports Washington. And we're going to have Alan May on at 8:20. He was one of the guys talking about this. Locker, very optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
Said correctable mistakes, but takeaway was Marc-Andre Fleury, who had been fantastic, gave up four goals.
He was leaky.
Not unbeatable.
A little bit leaky. Right.
There seemed to be so many open nets. Yeah. Just great cross-ice passes.
You could solve any goalie. You move them side to side. Yep. Crisp passing. You could solve any goalie.
Yeah, that was the Carlson goal from Vegas was exactly that. Holtby had to go to his right to make a save on it. I can't remember which player from Vegas it was.
But just
it
left out of position.
It left the left portion of the goal wide open. Carlson scoops it up from behind the net and puts it right past him. So if you get a goalie moving from side to side, I mean, those guys are vulnerable. And right. It hurts a little bit that you put four past Fleury and you can't get the win, but shows that he's vulnerable going forward.
Yeah, he kicked one in himself.
Which I loved.
Wilson's goal, it was actually Fleury's goal.
Couldn't have slapped my knee seeing that replay more than I did at Capital One.
Well, they just have to do a better job of clearing the puck. You know, which is the same old story. You said it a million times.
Something that's been a thread throughout these playoffs is failure to clear pucks leads to dangerous chances, and we saw it last night. It was a real problem for the Caps.
Especially in the third period. They were not good in the third period.
Smith-Pelly struggled. I think Stevenson got caught on one. It's one of those deals.
But Carlson was really pissed about
the Reeves hit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, as he should be.
But I'm sure, I imagine.
Was who was it that was going? Was it Milbury was going off on that call?
Milbury,
on the non-call?
Do you have
that
yet?
I don't know
if you have
that, but
I mean, it was a pretty critical juncture of the game. It tied the game.
It was huge
for Vegas.
Doubt. But I'm going to guess it's like getting a rebound. You know, it's different, bigger impact. But getting a rebound in basketball with that kind of pushing and shoving happens all the time. All the time.
Yeah, but where
usually they're pretty on top of that.
Defender gets flattened, and then they score a goal like 2 seconds later. It's pretty big.
You would think they'd be should've on top
of that. Definitely was big, Cakes. I'm not saying it wasn't.
Niskanen was upset because Vegas received the same type of call and got a power play from the same exact type of hit earlier in the game.
Right. Just be consistent. That's
do you have
all
it, Valdez? You have Milbury talking about it afterwards?
It's just unforgivable. You got two officials, one you can see right there. Make the call. You have to make the call. It's a turning point of the game, and the game one, which is right, but this is just not right.
And that's not a guy who, in his history, goes out of his way to, like, praise the Caps and and say good things about the Capitals.
Not a Caps cheerleader.
No, not a Caps apologist.
Certainly not.
All right, we'll open up the phone lines now at 800-636-1067. Want to touch the people, get the pulse of the people. Caps drop game one of the Stanley Cup Final to Vegas 6-4. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington talking some Caps Stanley Cup Final. They do lose game one to Vegas, 6-4. And the game did feel different than the previous two games because they didn't give up any goals.
Hmm.
I mean, Holtby had two shutouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one,
the last two games of the previous series.
Instead of a shutout, it was a shootout.
Yes, went from shutout
to
shootout.
Which I enjoyed. And even though it was a two-goal differential, obviously the empty netter there with a few seconds left, we haven't even mentioned the fact that Eller whiffed right there last few seconds.
Right there.
It could very easily been a tie game going to overtime.
Yes.
Well, I think easily.
I think he whiffed because he was slashed.
I'm sure.
I mean, I saw.
Well, it wasn't because he sucks.
Right. I mean, he was on hard. The doorstep and he got slashed.
But it didn't feel like a Caps game. And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, here's what Coach Trotz talked about it.
Barry, do you feel like you guys maybe played into their game a little bit with kind of the pace that took on?
I think there's a feeling out process. I don't know if we played their game. There was parts of the game I didn't like, the way we managed pucks and stuff. But I thought, you know, we had good response most times. They got the first goal and the crowd was into it and all that. And I didn't like the first part of the second period. But after that, I thought we responded a little bit better. And then obviously the lead changed a couple times.
I think did the lead change four times? Is that right? Something like that.
It was a back and forth affair. It was fun. It was an entertaining game.
Oh, no doubt about it. And again, the Caps continue to show their resiliency. You know, you know, as a fan, you're watching that and you go, oh, I don't know if they'll be able to come back from that. And boom, they bounce back and they do it to a point where they take the lead. And I can't remember exactly when the Reeves hit occurred. Was that to put them up 5-4?
No, that was for them to tie the game.
That's when they tied it at 4.
Third period.
Right.
Tie at 4.
Right. Yep. Lost a little momentum there.
High scoring third period.
Yeah. Fourth line, you know, better than ours. But
their fourth line was really good.
I thought it was kind of a quiet game for Ovi too. He didn't seem to have that same burst. He was credited with an assist, had a couple shots, but he didn't seem to have that same burst. So I don't know. Maybe he'll rest up a little bit.
I think you're right. And then we have to wait to see what happens with Wilson. I would be very disappointed if he's suspended for a game.
Yeah, I would be
disappointed
too.
I think it's a lock. I'm surprised that none of you thought he would be suspended.
Oh, I don't think it's a lock.
I don't think it's a lock.
I think it's
possible.
Slightly late hit. I just don't think it's.
I thought it was a lock for the last hit in the Pittsburgh series, but.
It didn't have the same effect because it wasn't on the boards.
Well, also, it wasn't a helmet.
Way late.
Yeah, but it wasn't a head hit. It wasn't a head hit.
Right.
And those are the ones that really cracked.
It was just a little, a tad late.
It was a little behind, too.
I'm Team Tom on this one. I believe his quote was, if Marchessault wasn't admiring his pass, he would have seen me coming.
Right.
I mean, that's the way he reacted to it.
He said, Wilson said that Marchessault told him good hit after and he laid him out.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, but it's not what he said after the game.
Wow. No, he changes to and after the game because everybody on the Knights is boohooing to try to get him suspended because they know that he's a weapon out on the ice and they don't want to see him for the next two or three games if possible.
All right, let's go to the phones. The Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines are open at 800-636-1067.
What I don't understand about that is how can they not make a call during the play or right after the play and then after, you know, when there's a stoppage of play, they can huddle up and then make a call.
Yeah, and why didn't they do that same thing on the Reeves hit?
I don't get that.
They're going to do that. Why didn't they review the Reeves hit?
I mean,
asking a very good question.
That part of hockey officiating, I don't get.
Well, how also does it end up being a 4-on-4?
Yeah.
You would actually
they gave
think,
that guy, who was the guy that
I don't even
put
know why he got a penalty.
What did he do? I don't even know why he got a penalty.
Wasn't sure. By the way, I'm still waiting on the makeup call for the Stamkos trip on Orlov from the last series.
Oh, yeah.
Still waiting on that. Instead, now we need two makeup calls for the Reeves, just ridiculous cross-check on Carlson. Still waiting. This is me over here waiting, just to let
everybody know. Maybe, you know what, hopefully they'll look at that and they'll get together and whoever reviews it will say, look, you botched the Reeves call, so suspending Wilson.
Those guys, those refs have to be called out of the carpet for that missing that call.
All right, Caps fans, don't crawl into a hole here. There's no reason to be discouraged. That was a hell of an entertaining game. The Caps showed a tremendous resiliency. And again, as we mentioned, Eller is just a few inches away from tying that game up 5-5 and going into overtime with a few seconds left. So no reason to be discouraged. We'll get some better play in front of Holtby, I'm sure, for game two. A lot of things to be positive about. Want to hear from you, though. What do you think? Let's go to Tony in Manassas. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Tony, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah. So not to be, one of the homers here about, it's against the Caps. And so you go and you listen to the Caps, analyst cry about that. I watched Mike Rupp from NHL Network, Kevin Weeks from NHL Network. I'm a buddy with Roenick and texting with him. Then you've got Mike Mulberry saying the same thing. Mulberry does not like this team, by the way. And they all said it's a complete ridiculous non-call. It's an absolute changing part of the game. It was 4-3. It should have been taken off the board, and the Caps on a power play. It's a non-call that you just can't. You can't stand. I mean, it's a rabid building, and they've got a great team. That's fine. But you can't cross-check a guy in the middle of the numbers, put him in face down in the blue paint, and then the next time he touches the puck, it's in the goal. It's not at this level. They've got to be better, and the referees absolutely blew it.
What do you think will happen with Wilson?
Oh, there's not going to be. Because of the non-call on Reeves, I can't see the league letting him go. And also, Mike Ruff also said that it's 0.8 seconds is to finish a check, and he timed it, and he was on the on the national broadcast. It was 0.75 when he hit him.
I love that. You lose track of that when they replay it in slow motion. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's 5 minutes late.
Yeah, well, no, it's 0.8 is what Rupp said, and it was 0.75, and that's what he was saying. He goes, it's a good hit. And so there is no way that Bettman's boys in New York are going to be able to, sit Wilson down, on a non-call with Reeves, and then, all these different things. It's not going
to
happen. It wasn't a headshot. I think Wilson is not going to get suspended.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you.
Hope you're right. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Interesting comments from Brett Connolly after the game. He did say that he thought Vegas was the quicker team. They were a little quicker than us. You don't want to be trading chances with any team. There's two good teams. We can
probably
score two.
Were, yeah.
10 goals tonight, but no team wants to be trading chances back and forth because then it's up in the air as to who's going to score those goals. It just felt a lot different. But I feel like it's a feeling out process. I still remain
Definitely.
Confident. It's the first or second round of a championship match, boxing match.
And like Wilson said, he said, look, now we got a little bit more on tape on this team because they only played them twice in the regular season. And now they got a little bit more tape. So they'll get back to that and they'll do some scouting today and then hopefully be much better tomorrow.
I feel confident, but I don't feel like confident. Like I know we're going to win the series or anything.
No.
I just feel confident that we're right there.
Yeah.
And, who knows what will happen.
You're hanging your head thinking, the Caps are just going to collapse and they're not going to have any
I don't feel
fight
like we're
going to
get smoked or anything.
Yeah.
And I love that we were able to slip four past Fleury. And so you kind of get that out of the way right there from game one. This whole notion that he's some sort of world beater. Now, he could pitch a shutout in the next game, but, they've already proven that they can score on him. Which I think is big.
Now, will they do the whole grand intro with William Wallace and Longshanks?
I'm guessing they'll do
something.
Do
that for every single game?
I'm guessing they'll shake it up for game two. They'll do something slightly
different.
Because,
the game time is 8 o'clock now. The game's not going to start right at 8. But they don't start till 8:30.
Just be ready for an 8:25 puck drop.
I've never paid attention to their uniforms. I haven't even thought for more than 2 seconds about their name.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was such a nerdy team. Like I was at a Ren Fest or something.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's like the Excalibur exploded all over.
Exactly.
The Excalibur, the Golden Knights.
I was like, my God, this is the nerdiest team in the history of sports.
They've got a castle in the building.
Yeah, get out of here.
By the way,
can
anybody explain? I'm guessing you guys can't. Maybe a Golden Knights fan again. Somebody who's been a fan of hockey for 5 minutes could explain this to me. What is the thing that they're what is the cranking thing?
I don't know.
That they
I was
do?
Wondering what that was.
Why
is that for maybe that's for the door of the castle?
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
Right?
Why was Lil Jon and everybody else cranking that thing before the game started? I don't understand
Where
what
is
that is.
That arena?
It's right down from Mandalay Bay.
It's
right
behind
there on the strip.
Yeah.
It's
on the strip.
Yeah. It's kind of behind
Sick.
It.
And now, is it a new arena or is it one where
like
they've
within
had
the last
like
four or five
boxing
years.
Matches and that
like,
sort of stuff?
Yeah, like last no. 5 years.
Yeah.
And they typically will have like UFC fights and sure. that sort of thing.
Yeah, UFC boxing.
Uh-huh. And now
college hoops.
How yeah. many does it hold?
17.5 is what they 17.5? Said last
17.5? Wow. Let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Jonathan, Fairfax Station. Jonathan, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's sure. up, man?
I think they are a quick team and really good, talented on the ice. So I think we need to finish our checks more. I feel like we would have an advantage if we imposed our will a little bit and were more physical with those guys. And I'm really happy that we were able to score a lot against their hot goalie.
For whatever it's worth, I mean, that was the one category that we did win, right? Hits. We out-hit them 38-25. They had more shots okay. on goal than we did. They slightly had an advantage on the face-offs. They scored on their one power play opportunity. We didn't. But for the most part, it was pretty even. One stat that I don't quite understand. They had 22 takeaways. We only had 8 giveaways. I would think if they had 22 takeaways, we would have 22 giveaways.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand that's wow. those stats.
I think a
stats.
Giveaway is unforced.
Right. That makes sense. All right, let's go to Mike in Ashburn. Mike, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys, we love Wilson because he's a cap, but he's a cheap, dirty player. There's no other way around it. It was way late. It was unnecessary. He's the Sean Taylor of hockey.
What if they timed it, as they said, and it was 0.75 under the 0.8 threshold?
You saw it at live speed. He could have pulled off. He did it because he wanted to try and hurt somebody, and that's his game. That's okay if that's
well,
what he wants.
He plays a physical game. Yeah, sure.
All right. But anyway, the fans have to stop crying. They played well. They could sneak one out. Game two, come back tied up, everything will be fine.
Right. Who's
Please
crying?
Probably stop crying.
Who's crying? What about the
Reeves? You guys been crying since you got on the air.
About what?
About Wilson?
About the cross check, about the goal. The Caps
yeah,
did the same
right.
thing
it,
when they pulled.
It wasn't a critical cross
well,
check.
I mean, come on.
It only allowed them to draw even in the game.
You watched the game. That was a penalty. It should have been a penalty. Now you could.
And the Caps did the same thing. Look, I want the Caps to win. They did the same thing in front 3 minutes later. It happens.
Oh, and the Knights player scored 2 seconds later? Is that what happened?
We just want to see it called evenly.
Or the
that's
Caps
all.
Player scored 2 seconds later? I don't think so.
We just want to see it
not
called
the same.
Evenly.
By the way,
maybe
it'll just
fall down like
voice.
A little girl. Maybe if he had
oh,
a little
he
bit,
felt,
and he went down like a little baby.
He was acting.
Clearly not a Caps fan.
No, it must be a Pens fan calling right. in. Somebody's salty this morning.
Well, he should be happy if he's not a Caps fan.
Well, it's also not one universal voice. Like with the Wilson hit, for example. I believe he will get suspended and probably deserves to be suspended. That's what my takeaway was. I love Tom Wilson because he is a cap. I think he's absolutely right. If he was on Vegas,
oh, you'd hate him.
You'd be livid.
Oh, you'd hate his guts.
You'd hate him.
But that's the kind of guy you want on your team. Guy that plays
I'm
with
taking
an edge.
That guy at his word, though, that he was clocked at 0.75. And it's 0.8 is the threshold. If that's the case, there's no way. Plus, I also think there's some validity to the fact they didn't call that Reeves thing, so they're not going to.
They should be independent acts.
No, but I don't think they are. Let's go to Nelson. Nelson, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. After that horrible Medieval Times-themed restaurant opening, I can't stand what I saw there last night. I've never wanted a team to get beat so bad. But mid-ice, they look like they couldn't put a stick on it. They look slow. Mm-hmm. And I know everybody wants them to finish their checks. I don't. I want them to get back and respond as fast as possibly back as this other team, since I don't really know a lot about them other than what I've seen here and there. As soon as that puck hits the ice, they're gone, and they're not trying to set up shots. They're just going to shoot on goal and hope for some dirty hockey there. So it is fast. They are different. It looks like the Capitals were always stretching for the puck, or it was behind them. They just couldn't get their feet underneath them for at least the first 5-10 minutes. And the last thing I'm going to add is that I don't know if you guys have hit on this. I see a little discipline issues. I saw a high stick to the face that should have been called right off the bat of the game, maybe 30 seconds in. Wilson's got to learn that, you know, he is a juggernaut, but you can't be missing games. Mm-hmm. There's just things like that are driving me nuts because this team's going to make you pay. They really are.
You're right.
All right, thank you, buddy.
And I'll say
it.
One more thing about Wilson. Like I said, I'd be disappointed if he was suspended. If he was suspended, it's purely on reputation. I think we can all agree to that. But he does have to learn. Look, Marchessault was out of the play. The puck was already gone. You can argue about the 0.75, the 0.8, whatever that is. Tom's
what if
got,
what if that's accurate?
Maybe, but Tom's got to realize that could be called.
And he lives on the line.
And based on his reputation, that he could be suspended.
I know, but then he might as well hit anybody because everything's dicey with what he does.
Well, if the puck's out of the guy's stick, I mean, it's gone and he's out of the play, you just got to pull back.
I swear on that shift, that was his fourth hit. He had just crushed a couple guys on the board.
That's what he does.
And then came back.
He's a trained killer on skates. That's what he does. That's why the Caps fans love him.
I'm just saying, so he takes some risks.
Yes.
He does. He just takes too many of them.
Remember, a little bit later, Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post, also co-host of Crash in the Net, which you can listen to right here on 106.7 The Fan. He'll join us at 7:20 to give us his fancy stats. Take Alan May from NBC Sports Washington joins us at 8:20. And the voice of the Caps, John Walton, at 9:20. All right here on The Junkies. You know, I was thinking about this last night. We're not yet into June, but we're talking about the Caps in June.
It's great. Incredible, isn't it?
It's awesome. Now, they lose game one, and we're taking your calls now at 800-636-1067. Whether you remain optimistic, your takeaway from game one, I'm looking at our Twitter account. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. A couple people are pointing towards Braden Holtby, saying he needs to be better with the rebounds.
Yeah, he was giving up some big rebounds, but he did that in game seven of the last go-around. And everyone was convincing me that that was the strategy.
That's what Brent Johnson said on NBC Sports Washington, but maybe this is the type of team with their quickness that you can't allow the rebounds.
That's
I don't know.
Sounds like they buzz around and you just can't let them down near
the goal.
He wasn't great, but you know what? The defense wasn't great either.
The defense has some breakdowns. They got to clear better, especially on the Riley Smith goal.
Yeah.
They took the lead on Smith's goal.
Yeah, 3-2. He was wide open in front of the net.
Open. We had three guys just sitting there doing nothing, but they got to be better. A couple of corrections. One, we were talking about the Tom Wilson penalty, and they gave the other guy a penalty as well,
right.
Number 57. I think it's Perron.
Perron, yeah. Right.
Apparently, I missed this. He had a cross check on Ovi after the whistle.
Okay.
So that's why they gave him.
Oh, so they actually called a cross check there?
They did.
Ovi had one after the whistle, too.
I missed that.
There's so many of those hits. Like,
well,
when Oshie's there on the power play.
Yeah.
I mean, Oshie got cross-checked, got slapped on the
calf.
The calf.
Yeah.
So that's why they gave.
I don't know what
that's
they
why that was a 4-on-4 there. And then
they're constantly cross-checking.
That thing that they were cranking apparently is a siren. It doesn't lift the door.
It's a siren.
Yeah.
It's an air raid siren.
I liked my door theory.
Got it.
Let's go to
an old school air raid.
They had air raid sirens during medieval times? Mm-hmm. Well, what are they doing over there?
No
Vegas?
Idea.
Let's go to Alan in Olney. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Alan, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, man. I want to talk about that Wilson hit. Mm-hmm. You talk about the code in hockey all the time, right? Where the refs aren't doing a good job, the players step up. So Wilson hit Marchessault because Marchessault butt ended Oshie in the offensive zone just a couple minutes before that.
Mm-hmm.
So he took his stick and hit him real good. So Wilson got him back because there was no call on it. That should be, I believe, that's a 5-minute major for butt ending.
Mm. Yeah,
so
they missed
no
that
call
one
on
too.
That, and Wilson got back.
That's a call I sleep on. I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch in the book that they rarely call.
Yeah.
I've never heard of butt ending.
I mean, the officials get
I just have
whatever the officials
heard
they
of
miss
hurt.
The butt ending or whatever. The officials get about a C-minus for that game.
Yeah,
on both ends, they were not good.
Absolutely.
The one that always makes me laugh is slew footing. I'm not even sure what it is, but when I hear the call and I slap my knee.
Is it like a trip?
Something like that.
Like if you're behind the guy and you take his legs out from behind him with your foot and push him over backwards.
Right.
That's
right.
A slew foot.
Slew foot.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
You got it, man. Have a good day.
Yeah, all right. You too.
Let's go to Jason. Jason, what's up? You're on with the Junkies. What do you think, Jason?
Hey, morning, Junks.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I got a question. So I'm concerned with, like, y'all been talking about Vegas' third and fourth lines.
Mm-hmm.
Ours don't match up, obviously. You think Bray's going to change that any kind of way, or do you think he's just going to make minor adjustments to match up?
Oh, that's a good question. But their fourth line dominated ours. I mean, that was obvious. They were +8 yesterday. They scored 2 goals. They were +8. They were much better. I don't know. I don't know how that works. Maybe he does adjust something.
You know, I'm watching his hit over and over and over, and yeah. I do think it was like within a second. I mean, he had just passed it. Yeah. I'm watching it over and over and over in real time. Boom, boom.
Like Willie said, he shouldn't have been admiring his pass. He should have been looking for the trade.
When you watch it in slow motion, it looks like a debacle. But when you watch it in real time, it's not. Right. It's a hockey play. Yeah, he made a pass. He hit him within a second.
Like they say in the NFL, it's a bang bang play.
It's a bang bang play.
I would agree. He just got to be a little bit smarter. Just a little bit smarter.
Well, the good news is he didn't hit him in the head or anything.
He didn't.
He hit him shoulder to shoulder.
It was a clean, relatively late hit.
Right.
It was a clean, within a second.
It was a clean, slightly late
Watch
hit.
Watch it in real time, JP.
He could have avoided it.
Oh, sure, but he's never avoided
it.
He
was smarter after the suspension for several games, but deep down, he's a guy who walks that line each and every game.
He likes hitting people.
Watch it in real time, and you might change your opinion.
It makes him the player that he is.
Well, he also has his buddies back, too.
Sure.
Exactly.
He's got his teammates back.
And you know what? It's also going to make him an S-ton of money in the NHL.
Probably.
That skill set.
But we also need him on the ice.
Agreed. He's going to be on the ice.
So
in
there
game
is a
two.
Fine line.
He's going to be on the mushy, soft ice in Vegas in game two.
The worst ice ever.
Let's go to Brandon Alexandra. Brandon, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Hey, Brandon.
I got to say, you know, the Caps played the hearts out last night. My whole thing is they played, you know, they were all, 3-2, I believe, and then that shot in the back to John Carlson. They call that penalty. We go on the power play. We could score, we may not, but if they do, that's 4-2. It changes the whole aspect of the rest of the game. That penalty alone should have been called and would have changed the game. I think that penalty alone, or the non-call, cost mm-hmm. us the game. I think they played the hearts out. Holtby gets his rebounds under control. I think I'm seeing the Caps win it in six if they can get
Well, it's not just that. The Caps going. Have to clear the puck better in front of them, too.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
No doubt about that. All right, thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, you think about it. If they call that, not only do they not score, we go on a power play.
Could shift the outcome, sure.
Could have been huge.
But they didn't call it.
Two-goal swing.
Nothing we can do about it now.
Yeah. Let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Lee of Baltimore. Lee, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I got a couple remarks to make.
Yeah.
I deal with the defense. We've got to be aware of our surroundings. You can't let an offensive guy get behind a defensive guy, which is the one goal. And I'll tell you what, I take exception to the guy who said Tom Wilson's a cheap shot artist. He is not. He should have left. He should not have made that hit. But he is not a cheap shot artist. And if I was a general manager, he would be on my team in a heartbeat. And with the referee, did these guys go to officiating school? I mean, let's face it. The cross check on Carlson, the guy, the official's right there. What's he watching? Is he sleepwalking? Is he ordering a pizza for the guys after the game? What's going on?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question. He just missed it.
Thanks for the call, guys.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
But you know they review every official after every game, especially in the cup finals. So
do
they'll
they review
hear about it.
Every goal? Like, how does it work?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
If they do, then why did they call the hit?
I don't know that rule.
Exactly. I wish I knew.
By the way, it does look like Cakes trimmed his beard a little bit.
A little bit of a touch up.
Just under.
My man Jonathan, I went in for a haircut, and I said, you got to just do a little something with the beard.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
Don't bring it down all the way, but I mean,
it was scruffing out on the side.
Oh, yeah, it was getting a bit unruly.
Yeah. Looks good.
Thursday
Cakes.
Or Friday.
A little trim.
When did you see Jonathan?
Friday.
Went to see him Friday after the show.
Yup.
Cakes was up late last night, boy.
So late. By the way,
was that Cap
one? I almost had to turn around this morning because this doesn't usually happen to me. I had the worst wave I've had in probably 10 years.
Nice.
I mean, I was 2 minutes away from my house, and I thought, well, I have to go back home. I can't drive in the condition
Another 35
of
35 minutes, right?
But I did. I sucked it up.
Yeah.
I clenched.
You literally sucked it up.
I clenched like I was clenching a lot at Capital One Arena during a tight game last night in the Stanley Cup Final. Made it here. Did what I had to do.
And
but
you usually don't do that here.
Oh, I avoid it.
I know.
At all costs. But today, I just couldn't. There's no way to avoid it. And you know what it was? Nachos with I ate every jalapeno. let me tell you, they're spicier on the other end.
Yeah, right. Oh, is that right?
I don't know how you did that.
There's a little bit of burning.
There was.
Cakes, I don't know how you held it for 40 minutes.
I don't know how I did
it.
Well,
when the wave comes, if you can withstand the wave, sometimes it settles back in.
I withstood the initial onslaught, which, by the way, was a good 8 to 10 minutes.
An 8 to 10 minute assault?
Yes. My sweats? Not quite, but my trip on the ICC this morning was no bueno.
Was there a lot of
squirming?
Because
of the nachos last night at Capital One Arena, which were tasty, but I paid the price this morning.
So that toilet.
Oh, yeah, it did.
And you paid your $1.50 for the ICC or whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm sure I care. It shaves minutes off my commute, so I don't care.
It's worth every penny.
It improves my life, so I don't care that I have to pay a little bit for it.
Let's go to Andrew.
Fine.
In Stafford. Andrew, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, guys. Sorry to interrupt your morning there.
It's all good. It's just an aside on my commute in this morning.
I didn't. How could you do that, Cakes? You don't trim playoff beards. You don't do that. That was wrong.
It was getting crazy.
I thought about it for a second.
Look at Hopi's neck beard.
I know.
He's got like a ferret living there.
He's Hopi. He's playing in the series.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just watching.
Cakes is just a guy.
You're not just a guy. Cakes, you guys talk about him all the time. You make your money on the Caps like almost as much as Hopi does.
Yeah, I'm sure. So sure.
All right, what's your take?
I'm actually pretty confident because I think we played pretty poorly in the blue zone, on our D zone. Mm-hmm. I mean, we scrambled. We let Hopi out to dry half a dozen times, and he saved our butts. Just on a lot of them, just not enough of them. So I think if they can get that settled down a little bit, and I'm pretty confident Barry can do that. It's hard to look at that game and go, man, we only lost by one. Mm-hmm. That's still a good, relatively good outcome.
How about that stick
considering
save?
I think he could have lost by three.
He made a stick save, I think, middle of the second
period.
Remarkable. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was nasty.
It was nasty. And then
that blocker up.
And then the one puck went straight up in the air. It hit the crossbar, went straight up in the air, and it easily could have hit his back and went into the goal.
I thought, how did that go in?
He had one bounce off of him and go in. I think one hit him like right in the shoulder, and the angle he was at, it went right into the net. Yeah, so we had some puck luck.
Yeah, definitely.
Puck luck was all over the place last night. Fleury kicked one in.
Yep.
What do you think about the Wilson hit?
I don't think he's going to get suspended. I think that's about as close as he can come and not get suspended, just because he lined him up, and it may not have been real long between when he said, I'm going to drill him, and when he drilled him, but the puck was gone. And then he just crushed his ass, which was great to watch. But, you know, I want him on the ice more than I want him hurting people.
His eyes focused on him about from 30 feet away.
That's basically why he's out there.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
And in game 7 of the previous series, he forced a turnover, which led to the game-winning goal from Ovi a minute into the game. He makes plays, too.
Oh, absolutely. Let's go to William Chantilly. William, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. Awesome. Long-time caller. First time calling in. But I just wanted to talk about, on this Cap series, we were, one play away from tying it up at the end. Okay. I know, you know, people focus on this Wilson hit and the cross check on Carlson. But, I mean, I was pretty happy with the way things went overall. You're going to get some calls. You're going to miss some calls. But I'd just like to see us finish that one and send it to overtime.
As Eller was trying to hit that puck and it was wide open right in front of him there, what was going on there? Was he just being attacked from behind? What was going
on? Looked like a guy came in from the left.
I think we just need to give him a pair of glasses, and he just whiffed on that one, you know. But
there's a lot going on that you don't
It's just so fast because my perception was he just didn't need to swing the stick, really. He could just stuck it. It looked like he pulled it back, and I think he did get messed with.
Yeah.
But he just had to – he could have kicked it in. Mm.
It's so amazing anytime they get their stick on these things. You know,
the Connelly goal was a thing of beauty.
Deflection between his legs. I mean, it was like perfect.
We had a couple good opportunities in the 6-on-5, too, at the end.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was one of them, the Eller.
Yeah, the Eller. Yeah, there was a couple other ones.
Phone number's 800-636-1067. Talking about the Caps dropping game one of the Stanley Cup Final. How do you feel after the 6-4 loss? Do you remain optimistic or are you worried? 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.